You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment is brought to you by MyPillow, featuring the 4-pack. 50% off 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, on Wednesday, we talked with Kristen B. Tate. She's got a takedown of Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York State that you do not want to miss. That's coming up in the next segment. But we start with some very important analysis of the border wall on legal grounds with Sean Davis from The Federalist. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
They would put him into the Ninth Circuit. That's where they put him in. And I think we'll do very well. We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
That's the president yesterday. Let me just expound on something he said there, though, because I think that he may have a better sense of this than what even the media thinks. They're going to say, oh, well, he said he's going to send it to the Ninth Circuit. We all kind of have that thing in the back of our head. Yeah, the Ninth Circuit, the crazy circus court, most overturned, et cetera, et cetera. And he even made reference to this on the day that he announced the emergency. He said, well, it'll go from there to the Supreme Court and then we'll get the good ruling. I wouldn't be so sure that he doesn't get a good ruling in the Ninth Circuit for some of the reasons that we're going to discuss with my first guest today. But I just want to put this placeholder in your mind. On the Monday before the national declaration of the emergency, it was the Ninth Circuit that said that DHS has broad-reaching authority to build walls. Now, they were dealing with an issue of appropriation that had already been appropriated, but you still had all these people suing them saying, no, they can't do that. It's a lot of the same arguments that these groups or these states are making now before the court as to why they're suing them. Anyway, Sean Davis is the co-founder of one of my favorite websites. And I say that even though I write they are a competitor to where my column is at townhall.com. But The Federalist is one of those groups that you should be reading every single day. You should be getting the e-blast in your inbox. You are going to be reading some of the best commentary and best analysis of today's news every single day, and they provide that for free. Just sign up at the website. But Sean Davis is his name, and we've never had the honor of having him on, but I'm sure grateful to have him with us today. Sean, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio, and welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin.
So a lot of people don't know that that court, the Ninth Circuit, decided in favor of DHS having broad border, broad discretion to build border barriers. It's not really a direct precedent case as it relates to what these lawsuits would be based on going forward. But your piece in The Federalist yesterday pretty much laid out two main pillars as to why the president is on firm legal ground. Where do you think this 16-state lawsuit goes?
So I come at this from the perspective of someone who worked on appropriations law in the Senate for several years. I was the main appropriations guy for Senator Tom Coburn, one of the few true fiscal hawks in Congress when he was there. And so I have a fair amount of familiarity with the process. And it comes down to two things. Number one, back in 2006, Congress, by pretty overwhelming vote margins, enacted the Secure Fence Act of 2006. And what that law did is it required the Secretary of Homeland Security to take all necessary action to secure the border up to and including building physical barriers, if necessary, from the Pacific to the Gulf. So basically from California to Mexico. And what that law defined as control or a secure border was that there were zero unlawful entries, whether that was goods or people or whatever you can imagine. That law requires zero unlawful entries across the border and requires DHS to build a wall to make that happen. So fast forward to Trump. He sees that situation. He sees that his Homeland Security Secretary has asked the military, please come help me. I'm having a very difficult time fulfilling the requirements of this 2006 law. I need military help. The Department of Defense responds. And when Congress refused to give regular appropriations towards the funding wall, Trump said, look, there's a bunch of these laws out there that allow me to declare an emergency, to use already appropriated military construction or Army Corps civil engineers money towards this requirement that a wall be built. And that's what he did. It's not like what many people say, akin to, well, what if Kamala Harris said, I declare a gun emergency and I'm banning all the guns. This is a very narrow area of federal appropriations law that will be narrowly decided. And I don't think it's a particularly close call.
Well, and that's interesting, given the fact that the public speak about this has been so broadly misrepresentative of the actual legal questions in play. I mean, you really narrowed it down in your column to the 1976 issue of does he have the authority to do that? That's without question. And then once he's declared it, can he then move within that space that is limited to do what is necessary? And it seems like there's a lot of support there.
There are. There. It goes back to this 1976 law, the National Emergencies Act, which at the time was trying to rein in presidential use of kind of extraordinary authority in the event of emergency. And so what Congress said is, no, you can declare emergencies, but when you do so, we're going to only let you operate within this small box. And with regard to what Trump's doing now, what they said was, look, if you declare an emergency, which we authorize you to do, and you decide that the military is necessary to respond to this emergency, which you as commander-in-chief of the armed forces have sole authority to do, then we are going to allow you to use money we have already appropriated for military construction to go and respond to this emergency. And so that's what Trump did. He's not appropriating new money. He's not taking money that his out of some magical pot somewhere in contravention of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. He is working within the confines of the appropriations regime, which Congress has created, that says you can declare an emergency. If you decide that the military is needed, you may use this amount of money from this particular pot to go do what you need to do. And as of last September, I think within that military construction account, there was about $13.3 billion that hadn't yet been obligated. So that would represent the ceiling of amount of money that Trump could go use to build a wall in this fiscal year.
Which is way more than he's asked for. And actually, Sean, maybe you can help break this down. I've heard that really the lawsuit only addresses about $3.6 billion of the $8 billion total, because nobody questions the discretion that he's using for the other five.
Right. And you know, I've read all the legal arguments on it. I think a lot of people are mistaking the question of should he do this with can he do this? And they've decided in their minds, no, he shouldn't do it. And therefore, we're going to make these tortured legal arguments as to why he can't do it. And on the right in particular, there's an a class of pundit who doesn't really care about the secure border, doesn't really want a fence, but they don't actually have the fortitude to come out and oppose the outcome. So instead, they build these arguments around the process, and they're all fairly in many cases they're disingenuous, they're made in bad faith, but most important, they're wrong. And so they wrap up their opposition to the outcome with language about their alleged opposition to the process. But as we've discussed and as I analyzed by looking at all these laws based on my experience working on federal appropriations law, it's not a close case. For any other president, it's not a close case, which is why Obama and Bush between 2001 and 2014 used this exact same authority 18 different times.
Yeah. Well, didn't they build
the appropriated money?
Didn't they build structures like within the green zone and other places that that totally fit the same kind of description? You know, they were used for the defense of our nation. They were appropriated for military, and it was the president that decided where those things went. And my question is, if we're building structures in other countries to help them defend their borders, what in the world is wrong with us building a wall on our border to defend ourselves?
Well, you said it, and it shows what a lot of people apparently view as what constitutes an American interest and what doesn't. And regardless of how you felt about the wars or in Iraq or Afghanistan, the president, while those were ongoing, said, you know what, for our own security and for the security of the people we're trying to protect in all these foreign nations, I'm going to declare an emergency to move money from this project A to this project B that I think we need to do right now. And I particularly find it absurd for people to argue, you know what, it's absolutely an emergency and in the security interests of the American people to secure foreign borders overseas, but it's absolutely in no way an American national security interest or emergency to secure our borders here at home. Yeah. I just find that an utterly absurd argument.
Disingenuous at the very least. Sean Davis is the co-founder of The Federalist. And friends, he has one of the wittiest and most biting Twitter feeds that you can follow on Twitter. And Sean, please come back and spend more time with us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Huge fan of what you guys are accomplishing and want to be a part of fighting the good fight together.
This is a pleasure. I'd love to come on whenever you'll have me, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Coming up, we've got Kristen B. Tate from The Hill, also Shelley Goldberg and others. Before we're done, it's Kevin McCullough Radio.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
I never thought nails on a chalkboard and reverse mortgages would have the same effect. People always seem to cringe. Hey everyone, this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. The reverse mortgage, though, when used properly, can be the key to a healthy retirement. And that's why we want to invite you to a free seminar to learn if this product is right for you. Thursday, February 21st, 10 a.m., put it on your calendar, at Bolero in North Brunswick. The Fellowship Home Loans team will teach you the reverse loan. To reserve your seat, call 800-369-RETIRE, that's 800-369-7384, or go online to fellowshiphomeloans.com/reverse. Oh, and did I mention, someone's going to win a free cruise. You can't go wrong. We look forward to seeing you February 21st, 10 a.m. at Bolero.
Come and get your loan, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 60134.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It may be cold and dreary now, but the groundhog did not see his shadow, and we all know what that means. Spring is finally coming. And with spring come blue skies, flowers, and of course the promise of love with the start of engagement and wedding season. So if you or a loved one is planning on getting a ring by spring, go to Anu at Lord's Diamonds and work with her to create that perfect custom engagement ring. Lord's Diamonds is the only place that I trust, and I trust because my good friend Anu is the proprietor. She treats you to impeccable service that you're not going to get anywhere else and will work with you every step of the way to create the perfect piece designed just for you. I know she did it for my lovely bride. I wanted to get her an anniversary eternity band, and she took great care to make it to every specification that I asked. Anu has a special deal for you, the Kevin McCullough listener, right now. She's giving up to $500 off of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. So call 212-789-8500 and set up an appointment one-on-one with Anu. That's 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. And get that ring by spring, 212-789-8500 or lordsdiamonds.com.
The word apologetics comes from the Greek apologia, speaking in defense, the religious discipline of defending religious doctrines. And defending Christian religious doctrines in this day and age has become even more important. You will not want to miss the Greater New York Apologetics Conference Saturday, March 9th from 9 to 5 at Gateway Church on Staten Island. Speakers include Dr. Christopher Wan, author of Holy Sexuality and the Gospel, Dr. David Geisler, President Norm Geisler International Ministries, Brian Henson, Director of Youth Apologetics and Evangelism, Norm Geisler International Ministries. Tickets are only $25 and include lunch. For the complete conference schedule and to purchase your tickets to the Greater New York Apologetics Conference, visit gcony.org/events. That's gcony.org/events. Or call 718-966-4500. 718-966-4500. Do not miss the Greater New York Apologetics Conference, March 9th at Gateway Church on Staten Island.
Maybe you're deciding on gifts for people. I've got the perfect idea for anniversaries, birthdays, whatever you can think of. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? I mean, what could be better than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep, night after night, year after year, for the rest of their life? And right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. You don't like them, you send them back, no questions asked. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow about 6 years ago, my life has never been better in the sleep department. I sleep better, deeper, more balanced every single night. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, you've got to now. Get Mike's 4-pack offer, over 50% off, two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and their 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. Use 800-506-2641 for your special offer, 800-506-2641, and use promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Tax the rich. We did. Now, God forbid the rich leave.
Well, imagine that would happen. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a big, busy Wednesday. Stay safe. I know that weather is just not nice, but we're thankful that you're with us today just the same. Kristen B. Tate is with us on Wednesdays. She gives us her Tate's take on any number of things. But the reason we played that soundbite for you, Kristen, is because that is Andrew Cuomo, who said he did exactly what everyone thought he was going to do. And lo and behold, people are leaving the state. You've written about this in your most recent piece for The Hill.
Yep, that's exactly right. So Cuomo was shocked about a surprise dip in tax revenue. Now there's a budget deficit. And he was shocked to learn that New Yorkers' high earners are fleeing the state. They were already fleeing the state, but the recent tax bill passed by Trump last year only sped up the exodus because, of course, now high earners can't deduct their state and local taxes. So New York is in a tough position, and right now people like Cuomo are blaming low-tax jurisdictions like Florida for stealing the residents from New York rather than asking what is New York doing to cause this problem.
Well, that's the thing, Kristen, and these high tax Democrats never seem to learn. Like Ocasio-Cortez is defending her whole position on Amazon today, and I know you and I disagreed on the tenets of Amazon, but or the basic premise of it, but she's saying that she's ignorant of economic policy. She doesn't understand that there wasn't a $3 billion check of Treasury from the state of New York that they were going to give to somebody, and now she's also lost the jobs and the $27 billion in revenue that were going to come with it. It's like they push so hard for these positions and these policies that they hold, and then they're shocked when there's adverse consequences from them. And Andrew Cuomo, when he came to office, he was like, hey, I'll do the 10-year tax-free plan for new companies. Nobody bought that. And now everyone that's had the opportunity to has left because of the tax policies.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, I will say, I think the Amazon deal is sort of different because New York has become increasingly reliant on giving targeted subsidies, really corporate subsidies, to large companies because the political and economic environment just doesn't make a lot of sense for many corporations. Last year, I think New York gave out more than $10 billion in targeted subsidies to corporations, which is more than any other state. So they're really using those subsidies, and yes, tax breaks are subsidies, as a crutch to offset the many downsides, both economic and cultural downsides, of being in New York. But in the case of Amazon, they decided, hey, it's still not worth it for us. This is too hostile an environment. So I think Amazon probably saved itself a big headache. I mean, there was a day, Kevin, when every major company had to have a presence in New York City, but those days just have gone.
I mean,
the prestige of being in New York has dropped, and as that's happened, the state has just relied more and more on these subsidies, but it's increasingly not working.
Well, the challenge there is going to be what you said about Cuomo's position. If you have taxed the rich as much as you can and they are leaving, you cannot tax the remainder of the citizenry enough to make up for the shortfall. So something has to give. There's going to have to be a fundamental change in how the government views what it does in New York State. And Kristen, that looks like a lot of pain for a lot of people in the days to come.
You're exactly right. And meanwhile, as the state is increasingly reliant on taxing high earners, the number of people who aren't paying into the system has exploded. Under de Blasio, over the last year, we have 13,000 new people in New York City who are reliant on city welfare and other forms of government welfare. So we have an exploding class of people who are not paying into the system in New York. And then, of course, the mayor also has proposed a universal health care system in New York City, too, that would benefit illegal immigrants. And meanwhile, they're becoming increasingly reliant on taxing high earners who are fleeing. So it's a very bad situation. And I hope the constituents in New York will be smart enough to vote these tax and spend liberals out of office. The best part of removing the SALT deductions is that these states are now being held accountable for high taxes.
Exactly.
They get away with high taxes for a long time because their constituents were writing those state and local taxes off on their federal tax returns. But now they're being held accountable for their taxing.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, Kristen, is that you're exactly right on this level, that there should have been, from the beginning of the tax reform debate, this kind of realization that New York, New Jersey, California, Washington State, that these places had been basically double dipping with their residents, making them pay twice as much. They tried to blame it on Trump. They may have been successful on some level of blaming it on Trump. But the real problem is you're spending more money than you can take in on the state level, and you can't continue to do that. You can't promise the world, and it's not even good for you to.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So the only hope, I think, for New York City to grow its economic activity in terms of corporations and high earners is to make a more sustainable business environment, which means getting rid of the red tape, slashing taxes, and making life more enjoyable and affordable for not just high earners, but
right,
middle-class families as well.
Well,
otherwise,
I
think this exodus will continue.
What they fail to realize is if they did slash taxes and you created an environment in which all businesses paid less taxes, and maybe you got to the point where, like in some states, businesses don't pay any taxes, you would attract such ferocious activity. Like, there would be such a voracity to the amount of companies that would want to come, because there's still a prestige to doing business in New York. But you go this other route and you're just bankrupting everybody.
Yep. And as the high earners flee, I'm telling you, the prestige is going to continue to drop. It, especially with technology, you really don't have to be in New York anymore. So people are searching for greener pastures where they can save more of their money and have a better quality of life.
It's a very tough reality that New York faces. Kristen B. Tate wrote about it in The Hill. You should check that out. You should also check out her most recent book, How Do I Tax Thee? A Field Guide to the Great American Ripoff. You paying hidden taxes all over the place. She exposes how. Kristen, thanks for Tate's take, and we'll talk to you again next week. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
How would you like to buy or lease a new car and know you got it less than any dealer price? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you and do all this without wasting time in a car dealership? Well, you can with Vineyard Auto Group and their great specials. One this month on a new Kia Optima, $185 a month with upfront tax, title, and first payment, or $250 a month with no out-of-pocket at all, and credit is usually not an issue. You can be in that new Kia Optima in hours. Vineyard Auto Group cuts out the middleman so that you save time and money. Vineyard Auto Group, 866-965-AUTO. That's 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com. Stop kicking tires. Call Vineyard, 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. And thank you for hanging out with us on Wednesdays, where we talk about parenting hacks, how we can help you parent a little bit better. Just one idea per week. That's all. There's not going to be a pop quiz or anything like that. And Shelly Goldberg, formerly of New York One, the parenting reporter there, gladly checks in with us. Shelly, welcome back. I'm feeling badly for everybody today because they've got to get through this weather that's headed our way. And just hope everybody takes that safely home. But you're thinking about toys on this cold day in February.
Yes, and that's because I was at the gift show at the Javits Center about 2 weeks ago and saw thousands and thousands of toys and gifts. And this week, the actual toy fair is going to be at the Javits Center, and there'll be thousands of buyers converging on the Javits Center to pick out the toys parents and grandparents are going to be buying over the next couple of months and years. So I thought, toys, let's talk about how powerful and important those choices are for parents and grandparents.
I love that. So let's do that.
So, Kevin, I can tell you, when I think about my own life and toys that I played with,
yes,
they weren't a heck of a lot, but they were board games and dress-up clothes and dolls. And then my own children, you know, tons of Legos and board games again, but not hundreds of toys.
Right.
So what about you? What
well,
what
when I was a kid, I had the normal amount. You know, I had Star Wars characters and the Slinky and the lots of sports paraphernalia, etc. But I was you mentioned board games. So one of the things that we got the kids at the holidays this year was this. It's called a boredom box, and inside the boredom box is different game boards and pieces and dice and checkers and stuff that you can use to play like 15 or 20 different individual games. And it's all packed in this one thing called the boredom box. Well, my 8-year-old has been begging me of recent to play checkers. It's the most old fashioned, simple idea of a game. And yet Dad, can we play checkers? Loves bringing it out and doing that. In fact, we've gotten to the point now where I may or may not be telling this out of school. Mom may or may not be secretly, when they're all at school during the day, going into the playroom and may or may not be removing certain things that haven't been touched in certain numbers of weeks, months, or years, and slowly thinning the herd of things that are there just, you know, on the fly. Nobody really knows where they went or why, but we might be guilty of some of that.
That's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea, because there's a great article. I want to thank Joshua Becker for writing this article, Why Fewer Toys Will Benefit Your Kids.
What are a couple of the reasons why he says?
Oh, my God, there are a whole bunch of them. Because, look, Kevin, toys are way more than just toys. They teach us about the world. They teach us about ourselves and creativity. So here are some of the reasons. There is actual research that shows that too many toys prevent kids from developing their creativity.
Mm.
They actually did a study where they removed toys from a kindergarten. And at first, the kids were a little bored. That was stage one. But stage two was they actually became more imaginative and creative in their playing. So there's been research to support this. So that's number one. Number two, kids develop a longer attention span if they have fewer toys, because they're not going to flip from one toy to the next and get bored in 10 seconds. So you're developing a longer attention span with fewer toys.
Hmm.
Three, kids develop a greater appreciation for the toys that they have when they have fewer toys. Four, kids establish better social skills, because when you have fewer toys, you have to navigate those skill sharing things. You know, you have to get along better with your siblings, your friends, because you're sharing the toys.
Mm-hmm.
Five, kids learn to take better care of things. When there are too many toys, you know, they're less valued, they're less appreciated. Six, kids become more resourceful. They learn how to solve problems with less materials. Seven, I love this one. This is, I think, my favorite. Kids learn to persevere. Because if you have a lot of toys, Kevin, and if you can't figure out how to use that toy, you tend to push it away. You know, I don't understand this. I can't figure it out. Goodbye and good luck. But if you have a few toys, you're going to stick with it until you can figure out how it works or how it's meant to be played with. And then at the end, to wrap this whole thing up, the fewer toys that you have, kids will spend that extra time that they would spend if they had thousands of toys. If they have fewer toys, they're going to spend the additional time being outdoors in nature. They'll spend that additional time reading, painting, with music, but doing all those other wonderful things. So mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, don't feel guilty. You're not always giving them a gift if you walk into their room or the den or the basement and you see thousands of toys. Sometimes you're really doing your kids a disservice.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And friends, if you'd like to re-listen to any of this, check it out, the podcast Parenting Express, part of the Kevin McCullough Universe of Podcasts on SoundCloud and iTunes. Shelley Goldberg, thank you so much. Coming back, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to ask you what you think are going to influence the markets up or down this year, do you know what the answer is? I mean, you would if you listen to Money Monday with my friend David Fisher, who also happens to be the CEO of Landmark Capital. It's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve are going to cost a lot of people a lot of money this year, or they might make some people some money. The determining factor, in fact, could be as simple as whether or not you own gold. And to help you with that, I don't trust anybody more than Landmark Capital in terms of understanding what my gold is worth, what kind of gold I should be buying, and why it's important to do it at the right time. Gold has been moving up recently, and it is poised in 2019 to make a huge move due to the Fed. Call today, 844-604-2575, and have a discussion, just a discussion that will start the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security, to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important, it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. Helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates. 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
What gets your spirit revved up so you can face all the moments in your day?
Hi there, I'm Denise Richardson, co-host of The Pledge Drive on PBS, also a member of the AM570 The Mission family. If getting your engine going takes more than a cup of joe, you need Fuel for the Spirit. I'll be bringing you Fuel for the Spirit Saturday evenings at 8:30 on AM570 The Mission, WMCA. Join me.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I-
if it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Every single day, trying to help us obliterate a little more confusion, trying to amplify truth, trying to pursue a little bit more clarity, so that you are empowered to make a difference in the world you live in. That's why we do this show every single day. And I'm thankful for people that are willing to join us on the journey, be they in media, be they in entertainment, be they in public policy. And my next guest fits that last description for sure. In fact, I want you to catch he and I on television this coming weekend on the Newsmax channel on Sunday at 1 p.m. on What's the Deal? Eric Ulrich, councilman from Queens, will be with Kevin McCullough, and we'll be there together with John Tobacco asking what's the deal about the world around us. Eric, it was fun to catch up with you last night at the taping. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, let's talk about this race that's coming up in New York City. A lot of people don't know what a public advocate's race is all about. Even if they live in the city, they don't necessarily understand the importance of it. And you're running in it, and the vote is next Tuesday. What's it all about?
Yeah, on Tuesday, we're having a nonpartisan special election to fill the vacancy that was created when Tish James became the state attorney general. So there'll be a citywide nonpartisan race for New York City public advocate. The public advocate, Kevin, is the second highest elected official in the city of New York. It's right under the mayor. It's sort of like being vice president. If for whatever reason the mayor is incapacitated, the public advocate assumes the role of mayor. So it's a very important position, and it's somebody who's supposed to be a check on the mayor. I think if New Yorkers are looking for someone to keep Mayor de Blasio's feet to the fire and keep him honest, then I'm their candidate. The problem is that it's nonpartisan, so there are no Democrats and no Republicans, and I think it'll lead to a lot of confusion on Election Day.
I think that's probably true, and there are some 17 other candidates that are all of Democratic origin. You happen to be the guy that says, hey, let's use some common sense in how we approach these policies, but you do so with a degree of context and experience. I mean, you're a city councilman from Queens. You've got a lot of experience fighting on the ground for your borough and for what's going on. So why should you be that next public advocate and that check on this mayor?
Well, look, the mayor is more interested in raising his national profile and being the leader, the national leader of the national progressive movement. He thinks he's running for president. He's spending more time in Iowa and New Hampshire than he is spending in New York City, actually fixing New York City problems and addressing New York City issues. If you were to ask Mayor de Blasio, who would be the last person that you would want as the next public advocate? There's no question he would say it's me. And so what I tell people is I will be Bill de Blasio's worst nightmare. If you want somebody who's going to drive the mayor crazy and really keep him honest and keep him on his toes, then you've got to vote for me on the common sense party line. There are no party designations in this election. So there are 17 candidates. And 15 of them are Democrats. There's one other Republican, coincidentally. But I am the leading Republican candidate. The New York Times wrote an article yesterday. I couldn't believe how favorable they were, basically. The Daily News endorsed us today. The New York Post ran a great story last week saying that we actually have a shot. Could you imagine, Kevin, the shockwaves that we would send throughout the country if we were able to elect a Republican in the bluest of blue, in the bluest of blue cities in New York City, that we could elect a Republican with common sense to be a check on Bill de Blasio and his socialist progressive politics? I mean, it would make national news.
It truly would. In fact, friends, you may be listening outside of the city and you may be saying, well, I can't vote on Tuesday. No, you can't, but you can give a gift. You can help the campaign. You can do what you can to get the word out. You can use your social media to help spread the word. Eric, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, they can go on our website, ericulrich.nyc. That's ericulrich.nyc. And again, this campaign is all about keeping the mayor honest and putting that so-called progressive agenda in check that's ruining our city, that's driving out jobs. I think people across the country are disgusted, just like I am, that Amazon was basically chased out of New York City, out of my home borough of Queens, by a bunch of politicians and a small minority of people who were very vocal and just, you know, took over the dialogue, took over the media, and hijacked the whole discussion, and we lost 25,000 good paying jobs.
Yeah.
because of those people. And the mayor just sat on his hands. It's really disgraceful what happened.
Well, and not only did you lose...
It could happen in New York. It could happen anywhere.
Not only did you lose those 25,000 jobs, you lost all the tens of thousands of jobs that would be in service to those jobs. And then you lost the billions of revenue that would be being brought into the state from the Amazon operation that would help fund public backstops that are needed. I mean, if the city is and the state are short on cash, running a huge operation that's going to make $27 billion out of the state is not the solution to it.
No, it's crazy. I'm the only candidate in the race who supports a pro-growth, pro-business, pro-jobs agenda. I support lowering taxes. I support our men and women in law enforcement. I just left the funeral, unfortunately, for Detective Brian Simonson, who actually worked in the precinct. He was killed last week in the line of duty. We just had the funeral. There was not one other candidate for public advocate that was there. You know, you're not going to find any.
Wait. Hold on. I got to back the truck up there. There were no other candidates for public advocate that has attended the funeral of the downed police officer?
That's correct. I just left the church, and now maybe they went to the wake. I wasn't there all 3 days, but I just left the church. The mayor was there, the borough president, the district attorneys, the state attorney general, the county executives, you name it, all the politicians were there. Hey, Congressman Peter King, by the way, front and center in the church, is always a strong supporter of our men and women in law enforcement. He was there with his wife, but all the politicians were there, not one other candidate. Look, I went to AIPAC a couple of weeks ago. We had a big fundraiser for AIPAC to support the state of Israel. I was the only one there, the only candidate out of 17 to show my support for Israel and the Jewish people. It's such an important issue, especially for New Yorkers and for people who care about our only ally in the Middle East. You know, we have to send a message, not only to Bill de Blasio and the progressives, but to the whole country, that we're not going to allow this socialist, democratic nonsense to dominate the agenda, to take over our day-to-day lives. We've got to do it, and if we could do it in New York, we could do it anywhere. We can send that message. People can get involved. They can share things on Twitter. They can go online and donate.
Yeah.
Everybody has friends or relatives that live in the five boroughs. Call them up. Let them know that on Tuesday, there's only one candidate with common sense, and that's me, Eric Ulrich. I'm running for public advocate, and I need everybody's support. We can pull this off. This would be a tremendous upset, but your listeners are going to be a big part of that campaign.
Here's the website address one more time. Eric Ulrich, ulrich.nyc, ericulrich.nyc. And friends, you can make a difference. If you're not for open borders, if you're not for anti-Semitic policy, if you're not for post-birth abortion, if you're not for all the things that the progressives are trying to make happen, friends, if you're not in favor of that vision of what you want, then you've got to make a difference. And imagine electing a sole Republican in the entirety of the Democratic wasteland that is New York City. Eric Ulrich, NYC.NYC, ericulrich.nyc. Eric, thanks so much. We'll be watching on Tuesday.
Kevin, we're fighting a good fight. We're going to win this thing. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Hey everyone, this is Mike of Fellowship Home Loans. Did you know that there are more than five types of reverse mortgages? Most people don't, and that's why we are having a free seminar to teach everyone the truth about reverse mortgages. February 21st, 10 a.m. at Bolero in North Brunswick, the Fellowship Home Loan staff will be there to teach you about this amazing loan product. Oh, and did we mention one blessed couple will win a free cruise? That's right. To register, call 800-369-RETIRE. That's 800-369-RETIRE. 469-7384 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com/reverse.
Come and get your loan, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 60134.
Every year, WMCA holds a special event where we give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and the Alternatives, Dr. Tony Evans, on May 24th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can register for complimentary tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at am570themission.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the Law Office of Capel, Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you missed any part of today's show, especially the portion with Sean Davis, breaking down the legal foundation, the absolute rock solid bedrock that Trump is on to declare a national emergency and to build his wall. And that number that Sean used, that made news to me. I did not know that the account that was non-applied but pre-appropriated was worth $13 billion. That was news to me. And he just did the research for his column, so he just looked that number up. The president may not even know that that's what the number is. I don't know. And then I thought, well, there's $13 billion, and then there's that idea of taking El Chapo's money, which is, $14 billion. Put those two pots together, you got $27 billion. That's what he wanted for the whole thing to begin with. But he can do a lot with just the $8 billion that he's saying he's going to use. And knowing Trump and how, you know, he's a builder, you spend any time with contractors and people that do real estate, you learn a lot. Contractors know how to, they know how to get it done efficiently. Who knows? Maybe he gets the wall done for $8 billion. We'll have to wait and see. Speaking of which, finally today, you know, I was thinking about all the scandals that his predecessors got away with. Obama and Hillary. Let me count them. Uranium One, Benghazi. Remember Solyndra? How about Fast and Furious, the gun running thing? By the way, Katie Pavlich has a new documentary on Fox Nation that's going to come out on that. IRS targeting. Remember, you know, certain organizations not being given their IRS status? Sending plane loads of cash to Iran. Rigging the primary race against Bernie Sanders. How about illegally storing emails on non-safe hard drives? How about paying for a fake dossier of Oppo research that you then use to get a fake FISA warrant? How about lying under oath? How about spying on a national campaign for president and eventually a president himself, as Andy McCabe said was very much the plan in his 60 Minutes interview? That's a pretty long list. And somehow it is President Trump who sits under investigation. Think on that one for a second. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.